بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companion and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will have the class related to the reality of the belief in the oneness of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran, okay, you want to read from the Quran? Let us read from the Quran. Okay, because I want you, you know, inshallah, to get the habit to read from the Quran. Okay. Rahman Rahim. So now we will read from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 139. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 3, verse number 139. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين.
So do not become weak against your enemy, nor be sad, and you'll be supervisor in victory if you are indeed true believers.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iman comprises more than 70 branches, the highest of which is to testify that there is no God but Allah, and the lowest is to remove any obstacle from any path. Modesty is one of the branches of Iman. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, the pillars of Iman are six: the belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and the destiny, good or bad. Accordingly, the highest and most superior division of Iman is La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. This testification has the highest rank in Islam, and we must know why. Why La ilaha illallah is the highest rank in Islam and in the belief. Number one, La ilaha illallah is the greatest testification because Allah Himself testified that there is no God but He. You know, this is the kind of knowledge which, you know, the Muslims must know. Okay, so that when you will realize how La ilaha illallah is the greatest testification in life, you will love La ilaha illallah. You want to belong to La ilaha illallah. Okay, now you will learn about La ilaha illallah. When you belong to La ilaha illallah, you will feel that you want to obey the commands of the only God, the only Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so number one, La ilaha illallah is the greatest testification because Allah Himself testified that there is no God but He. This is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 18 and 19. Now we will read again from Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shahid Allah أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولي العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. We will read it.
Allah bears witness that لا إله إلا هو, none has right to be worshipped but He, and the angels and those having knowledge also give the witness. He always maintains His creation and justice. La ilaha illa huwa, none has right to be worshipped but He, the Almighty, the All-Wise.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. So we must know that Allah Himself, you know, testifies that there is no God but Allah. This is Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must follow the testification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah that is worthy of being worshipped, and the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and we must deny any other deities beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since Allah himself stresses his oneness. He does not accept from his servant anything other than the pure devotion to him, which takes the form of Islam, that is to say, total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The testification of the angels and the people of knowledge take the form of their total obedience to Allah's orders and looking to him only for guidance. Okay. Number two, in order to know why La ilaha illallah is the greatest justification, La ilaha illallah is the covenant between human nature and its creator. Okay, now we will read from Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 172. Whatever rules I am mentioning in my classes, I have to give you a proof either from the Quran or from the Sunnah, so that all the time you can actually return to the reference and check the reference and be sure of the reference and be sure of your belief, inshallah. So now we will read from Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 172. This is a very important fact which actually every Muslim and every human being must know about, that covenant between the human nature and its creator. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَى أَنْفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى شَهِدْنَا أَنْ تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ.
And remember, when your Lord brought forth from the children of Adam, from their lions, their seeds, or from Adam's lion, his offspring, and made them testify as to themselves, saying, Am I not your Lord? They said, Yes, we testify. Lest you should say on the day of resurrection, Verily we have been unaware of this.
Okay. Actually, you know, this fact must be known to every human being, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that He has taken from all the offsprings of Adam's children, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the testification that Allah is their Lord. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established in their nature the tendency to acknowledge His Lordship as the only God in the universe. This law is established in every living cell from moment it comes into existence. Any baby who is delivered in this life, whether he is a Muslim, non-Muslim, believer, not believer, atheist, he has this stamp in every cell. The Lord is Allah. Okay? And because of that, you know, you call the reverse sister revert, because they return to the truth, which is there is no God but Allah. Allah is the Lord. Allah is the only Lord, is a stamp in every living cell. Okay, every cell testifies to the lordship of the one God. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah says, I have created my servants following the pure faith. Shaitan then assaulted them and removed them from their faith, forbidding them what I have made lawful. Okay, so you know, this is the nature of the human creation, to believe that the only Lord is one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, the third fact about La ilaha illallah, that it is the greatest justification, is that La ilaha illallah is the message of all the messengers whom Allah sent to humanity. All the messengers, starting from Prophet Adam, okay, including Prophet Musa, Prophet Jesus, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Lut, Prophet Hud, Prophet Saleh, Prophet Shu'aib, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them, they came with one message, La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Okay, so now we will read now from Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 25.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ.
And we did not send any messenger before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we revealed to him saying, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. None has right to be worshipped but I, Allah. So worship me alone, none else.
Okay, so this is the proof from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that
any messenger who is sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has to call the people to worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, now inshallah we will read from Surah Al-Ahf to learn about the call of Prophet Nuh to his people, the call of Prophet Hud to his people, the call of Prophet Saleh to his people, that all of them they call for one message. La ilaha illallah. We will read now from Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 59. You will be sure that it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your heart to believe that there is no God but Allah. Real true belief. Okay? So now we will read from Surah number 7, verse number 59. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم.
Indeed, we sent Nuh to his people and he said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other illa God but Him. لا إله إلا الله. None has right to be worshipped but Allah. Certainly, I fear for you the torment of a great day.
Okay. Now we will read from the same surah, surah number 7, verse number 65, to know about the call of Prophet Hud to his people. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ.
To add, people we send their brother Hud. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other illa God but Him. La ilaha illallah. None has right to be worshipped but Allah. Will you not fear Allah?
You see, again it is the same. Now we will read from the same surah, surah number 7, verse number 73, to know about the call of Prophet Saleh to his people. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا. قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم.
And to Thamud people we send their brother Saleh. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other illa God but Him. La ilaha illallah. None has right to be worshipped but Allah. Indeed, there has come to you a clear sign, the miracle of the coming out of a huge she-camel from the midst of a rock, from your Lord. The she-camel of Allah is a sign unto you. So you leave her to graze in Allah's earth and touch her not with harm, lest a painful torment should seize you.
Alhamdulillah. Actually, Alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah is the call of all messengers. Now we will know about why, number 4, why la ilaha illallah is the greatest justification. Because la ilaha illallah saves from the torment of the fire. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whosoever testifies that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, Allah will save him from the fire. But sisters, I have to clarify to you the meaning of this hadith, because actually most of the Muslims are not aware of its meaning. Okay, when you testify there is no God but Allah and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, you must testify it with the true belief from the depths of your heart. This means that you will live your life according to La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah will be the path of your life. Okay, this is how it will save you from the fire. Not just to say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, and when you observe how you are living your life, it is totally against the rules of La ilaha illallah. Because if you believe in La ilaha illallah, okay, from the depth of your heart, the rules of your life will be the rules of your God, Allah, the Quran. So everything in your life will be from the Quran. When you tell me, Sister Mona, can you lie? I tell you never. You tell me why? I tell you because of the Quran. Sister Mona, can you deceive? I tell you never. You tell me because you don't like to be a deceiver? I tell you no. Because my way of life is La ilaha illallah. This means that the rules of my life is from the Quran. When you tell me, Sister Mona, how you treat your husband, you treat him in a nice way so that you will have a good marriage life, I tell you never. I live my marriage as an act of worship because Allah taught us in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِ شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that your life, your death, your sacrifice, everything has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that my marriage is an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raising my kids is an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Studying is an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cooking is an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any deed of my life is an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it is an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that I am living la ilaha illallah as a way of life. I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, the one who is giving me the rule, the one who will give me the reward. Okay, this is how La ilaha illallah will be my way to paradise. And when you tell me what about Prophet Muhammad, I will tell you Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a moving Quran. If you want to see this Quran in a form of a human being, this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when I want to know how to pray, we learn how to pray the way of prayer, okay, from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fasting, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Manners, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Living with anyone, your parents, your wife, your husband, your kids, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you will live your life, you know, according to this rule, this means that you, La ilaha illallah, will save you from the torment of the fire, because La ilaha illallah is the path of your life. But just to say La ilaha illallah and all your rules are against the rules of the Quran, okay, this means that you don't say La ilaha illallah in reality. You are just saying words. Okay? So you know, sister, this is the meaning of having La ilaha illallah to save you from the hellfire. Okay, you believe that there is no God but Allah. If there is no God but Allah, so I must follow the rules of the only God. Where can I find the rules of the only God? I can find it in the Quran. Okay, alhamdulillah, very simple. Islam is a very simple religion and very logic for those whom they are sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next proof that La ilaha illallah is the greatest justification in life is that La ilaha illallah is the firm word in the grave. Immediately after death in the grave, the angels will ask every human being three questions. Number one, who is your Lord? Number two, what is your religion? Number three, what do you say about this man who was sent to you? This is regarding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So actually, the correct answers are from the testimony of Islam. When you will be asked, who is your Lord? You will say, inshallah, if you believe in La ilaha illallah, my Lord is Allah. What is your religion? My religion is Islam. Who is that man? That man is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's messenger who came to us with clear signs and we believe in him. So the most important three questions in the grave, okay, are related to La ilaha illallah. Okay, those whom they will answer these three questions correctly are those whom they are living La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah in practice in their life. Not just a word, they say it, you know, once upon a time, then they forget it. You must practice La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah so that, you know, when we die, no one knows when she or he dies. Okay, so not everyone is ready in relation to La ilaha illallah. Suppose I am a Muslimah by name and I am not practicing anything of Islam, and while I am driving my car to the party, I have a car accident and I died. Immediately in the grave, I will be asked these three questions, never to answer them. because La ilaha illallah is not there at all. It is far away from the spirit. The spirit was full of the enjoyment and you know, the joy of the party and the what is my clothes and my, you know, how I, whatever, you know, worldly enjoyment. But La ilaha illallah was not there, you know. And actually, because of this, it is always advised when you have someone who is about to die, for example, in the hospital, you are sure that this is very close. They always advise, keep on saying to them, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, so that it will be the last word to leave the life with it, and they will remember it as soon when they are in the grave, and they will be questioned, who is your Lord? Allah is my Lord, Islam is my religion. Okay, but all of these sisters is up to the reality of the belief in Allah and the reality of the practice in Islam in the worldly life. It is not just words, you know, to be said, you know, by the mouth or by the tongue. So, is the next, in relation to La ilaha illallah, the greatest testimony for the Muslim is that La ilaha illallah is the key of the paradise. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the keys of the paradise the key of the paradise is the testification of La ilaha illallah. Islam is La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah is the reason for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. On the Day of Judgment, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for the Muslims, trying to get them all in the paradise, and actually it will be La ilaha illallah the reason for that. In the statement of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his uncle Abu Talib at the time of the latter's death, O uncle, if you utter it, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, then I shall be to argue on your behalf before Allah on the Day of Resurrection. Abu Talib was the uncle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the father of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Abu Talib was taking care of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and giving him full protection, in spite of the fact he was not a believer in he was not a Muslim. He didn't believe in the one God. And actually, when he was about to die, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very upset. So he wants to save him from the torment of the hellfire. So he was after him, my uncle, just say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Say it, so that Prophet Muhammad wants to argue on his behalf before Allah on the Day of Judgment. Abu Talib didn't say it, and actually it is always mentioned that the least fire on the Day of Judgment will be the fire which Abu Talib will suffer. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him in the hellfire, in spite of the fact he was the uncle of Prophet Muhammad and he was the one taking care of him and protecting him all the time, but because he was not a believer in the oneness of Allah, he has to be in the hellfire. Out of his mercy with Prophet Muhammad and protection, his punishment will be the least punishment, but still the hellfire. Okay, next, La ilaha illallah is the path of the Muslim life. Sister, this is the most important. For us as Muslims, we need Islam to be our way of life. Okay, there is no human being who can live without a strategy. Okay, as a human being, any human being, you must have rules in your life. Rules for the way of your life. Rules to have to handle your marriage. Rules how to handle your kids. Rules for your eating habits. Rules for your everything. La ilaha illallah is the path of the Muslims. La ilaha illallah means the oneness of Allah, the Almighty. This oneness of Allah makes the believer to have only one direction in his life, which is Allah the One. Okay, this means that as a believer, you will receive all your belief, your values, your ethics, your habits, your systems only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will perform all your activities and your actions only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will receive your reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Your spirit will be always in one direction, not in many directions. You know, to do the deed for the sake of my husband and to take the reward from another person, and to try to make those sisters happy with me, and then to look for them to give me something, you know, all the time looking for the people, help of the people, reward of the people. This is not the path of the Muslim. The Muslim, alhamdulillah, is having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I receive all my values, ethics, habit system from Allah. So I perform my activities for His sake. And when you tell me, Sister Mona, who will give you the reward for this or that, your husband, your kids, I tell you, never. I am not looking for any reward from any person, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept my deeds when they are only for His sake. I am leaving my marriage as an act of worship for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of my husband. I am taking care of my kids, you know, and raising them with all my effort and with all my time, not for their sake, not looking for them to tell me any word. This is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am looking for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, sisters, why to have the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power and the only will in this life. Who can give me a reward? None can give me anything. All the human beings are powerless. So they have the intention to give me, but they cannot give me. The only one who can give the reward is Allah. And this is a basic fact in Islam. When you do any deed obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to look for the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to take the reward from the human being, this means that your deed will have no reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so the believer only turns to Allah for his hopes and affairs. The believer lives la ilaha illallah in every moment of his life. The sources of the path are the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In conclusion, oneness of Allah is the right path of life. It is the path of the Creator, the Owner, the Sustainer, the Controller of the whole universe, Allah, the only God. Believing in the oneness of Allah, la ilaha illallah, is the way for the believer to have a path of life which unifies all the directions to one, Allah, the One. Accordingly, the believer lives his life in connection with Allah, having full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believer fears only Allah, obeys only Allah, looks for the pleasure of only Allah, and fears the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. The heart of the believer is full of trust, light, belief, and mercy, as it is the heart connected with the source of all the good, Allah the Almighty. It is the believer in the oneness of Allah, the winner of the assurance, tranquility, and peace in the worldly life and in the paradise, his final destination. It is the believer who will have the glad tidings in the journey after death, as his good deeds and his belief will be his way to the paradise. We Muslims, the believers in the oneness of Allah, have to appreciate that blessing and great mercy of Allah as He guides us to the right true belief, the oneness of Allah. None can be guided except through the will of Allah. This is, sisters, why you have to be all the time thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He guides your heart to believe in His oneness. You know, you cannot guide your heart, and none can guide your heart. It is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides your heart to believe in His oneness, to obey His commands, Allah make it easy for you. Alhamdulillah, you like to come to the masjid, you like to listen to the class, you like to read the Quran, you like to pray. All these deeds are out of the mercy and guidance of Allah. You cannot do it alone. Okay? So you need to appreciate that Allah, through His guidance, will save your life, the worldly life and the hereafter, as Islam is the religion which will be accepted on the Day of Judgment, the religion of total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and submission is the way to have reassurance and peace. The true believer in the oneness of Allah don't have fear or worry, as Allah said, so don't become weak nor be sad. and you will be superior if you are indeed true believer. Let us all prostrate to Allah to thank Him for the greatest blessing which He gave us, Islam, the belief, the oneness of Allah. O Allah, our Lord, let not our hearts deviate from the truth after you have guided us, and grant us mercy from you. Truly, you are the bestower. Okay, so alhamdulillah, sisters, I pray to Allah that now, alhamdulillah, you know about, you know, the blessings of the belief in the oneness of Allah, the blessings of La ilaha illallah. Again, I will summarize them to you. Number one, La ilaha illallah is the greatest testification, because Allah Himself testifies that there is no God but He. Number two, La ilaha illallah is the covenant between the human nature and its creator. Number three, La ilaha illallah is the message of all the messengers whom Allah sent to humanity. Number four, La ilaha illallah saves you from the torment of the fire. Number five, La ilaha illallah is the firm word in the grave. Number six, La ilaha illallah is the key of the paradise. Number seven, La ilaha illallah is the reason for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to intercede for you on the day of judgment. And La ilaha illallah, inshaAllah, is the path of the Muslim life. InshaAllah, next week we will continue to learn about, alhamdulillah, the meaning of Ayat al-Kursi, inshallah, next week.